Okay, we're on Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, by the two dots at the bottom. Okay, Krishma. So, Krishma, Minala. How do we know that it can be in all Lashonos? Dichsiv Shema Yisrael. Say Shema Yisrael, Bechol Lashon Sha'ata Shomea. Tana Rabbanu, we got a Brisa. Shema, this is a different opinion. Kikisva. It's got to be said how it is written, Divri Rebbe. V'chom Omrim, v'chom Lashon. Okay, ask the Gemara, my time of the Rebbe. What is the reason of Rebbe that he says it's got to be in Lashon HaKodesh? So, Amakra v'hayu. It says in like the second or third Pasuk in Shema, it says v'hayu advarim ha'ela. V'hayu means v'hava yoson. In there, as they are, you, they should be. Meaning, as they're written. V'rabadun, Amakra Shema. It says Shema, v'chom Lashon Sha'ato Shomea. In any lashon that you hear. Now, so we're going to ask, what does each one do with the other one? Rabbanu nami haksi v'hayu. What do they do with that? So how shelo yikra'en al mafreya? That means they should be as they are, in the sense, don't mix up the order. V'rebi shelo yikra'en al mafreya minale. And we're assuming that Rebbe agrees with this, so where does he get that from? So nafkale midvarim hadvarim, because it could have said dvarim, and it said hadvarim, tells you that you have to do it in order. V'rabbanan dvarim hadvarim lo mashmalahu, but they don't learn that diuk. Now, v'rebi nami haksiv shma, Rebbe, it says shma, so what do you do with that? So ha'omi boile, he needs that for the halacha of l'hashmiel oznecha, to make heard to your ears, ma what sha'ata moitzi mipicha, what you bring out of your mouth. V'rabbanan, so what are the bonan? Because they don't have that word free. Savri la kaman de oma. A koyri as a shema, somebody with shema, lo hishmiya la oznoi, yotza. Okay, so now we're speaking about the default now. Right. Lema, kasava, Rebbe. Let's say Rebbe holds that kol hatoyra b'chol loshen emra. You can say in any language, because the isal kadaitach, that if you would think b'loshen hakodesh, it has to be in loshen hakodesh, nemra, v'hayu, when it says v'hayu, to tell you they've got to do it in loshen hakodesh, because of rachamano, lamali, why would you need it? So, no, answer the Gemara. No, it's the mishum dechsiv shema, because it has another word that seems to indicate in any lashon. So therefore, you have to write it. No, so now the same thing. Leima kasavri rabbanon. Let's say the rabbanon hold kol Torah kula b'lashon hakodesh nemra. Why de'i salke daitach? Because if you would think that b'chol lashon, that it's in a b'chol lashon shema, that tells you that it can be b'chol lashon, the chasav rachmana lamali. Why do you need that? So it's the. No, it is needed. Mishum deksiv v'hayu, because it says v'hayu, and so therefore I'd have to clarify. The Torah clarifies. Now tefillah can be also can be b'chol lashon, right? So rachmihi, because it's beseeching from Hashem. Kol heichi, any way, how the boy that he wants matzli, he matzli means praise. So therefore, because you've got to connect to it, you need kavana. So as the Gemara Kasha, tefillah b'chol lashon, is that true that you can do tefillah b'chol lashon? V'amar Rav Yehuda, le'olam, always, al yishal adam tzarachov, a person yishal should ask his needs, b'lashon aramis, in Aramaic. Why do Amar Rav Yochanan, that says Rav Yochanan, kol ha'shoyel tzarachov b'lashon arami, that anyone who asks his needs in the lashon arami, Ein Malachei Asharis, the ministering angels, are not Nizkakin Lo. They don't pay attention to him. Lefi, why? She'ein Malachei Asharis, because the Malachei Asharis, Mekirin B'Loshen Arami, they don't recognize Loshen Arami. Maybe they choose not to. Yeah? So he said, Lo Kasha, that's not a Kasha. Haba Yochid, no. If you're a Yochid, then you shouldn't do Aramaic. But Haba Tzibo, if you're a Tzibo, then you can do, because then Hashem likes the tefillah of a tzibur and has got special rules. The Malachi Asharis don't recognize the Lashon Arami. V'hatan, you got a brisa. Yochanan Kohen Gadol. So he was Shoma Baskol. He heard a Baskol. Beis Kodshei Gadoshim, from the Kodesh Gadoshim. So probably it was on Yom Kippur. Yeah, Shehu Oimer, it said the following. Nitzchu, that means they won. Talia means the kids. The Oslu, that they went, La'agocha Krova, they went to fight a war. La'antuchia, to this place in Antuchia. So here, basically, the young Jewish army had beaten the other army in Antuchia. Veshuv Maisa, and there's another similar Maisa, Shimon Tzadik this time, Shoshama Baskol, that he heard a Baskol, and he based Kodesh Kudoshim, Shoyme, that it said, Batilus, that it was annulled of it, so this kind of army, the Omar Sina'a, so the hated one, La'isa'a means the brink, Al Hechala is the on the base of Mikdash, Venerag, and he was killed, Gas, that was the name of the king. Of Yavon, Botlu Gezerosov, and they annulled his Gezerah, so that, and they actually wrote down Oso Shah, the Chibnu, and it happened to be 2 months later when they actually heard the eyewitness reports about what happened. It was exactly the same time that Shimon and Tzadik had said. Now, that's the end of the Braisa, and we're coming around for the Kasha, of a Lashon Arami, Hay Oime, and this Malach, this Baskol, came in Lashon Arami. So we see that the angels do recognize Aramaic. So I've got two answers. Ibai Seima, one answer is Baskol Shiny. That Baskol is different. Dula Ashmui Havida, because the whole point is that people can hear it. That's part of the job requirements. So therefore, it's a special angel. Ibai Seima, alternatively, it was Gabriel. We know Gabriel, it said that Bar Gabriel came, Belimdo, and he taught him Shivim Loshen. He taught Yosef Atzadik 70 Lashonos, so therefore it was Gabrielly special. Now, Berachas Amazon, yeah, the Chesiv, Vacholtav Azavata, Vrachta as Hashem Elokecha, so that's what we say in benching, right? But it says, Bechol Lashon She'atah Mevarech, in any Lashon that you Mevarech, meaning, and Rashi points out, there's no stipulation over here, so however you want to bless. Shavuos Eidos was when somebody said, hey, you saw this, I want you to testify me in court, and they said, I know you saw, and he makes the person make a shvua to give him to say that he saw, and he denies it. Now, so when you're making that shvua to make him make testimony, it can be any loshen. So dichsiv the nefesh kisechta, the nefesh when it will sin, the shema koil when it will hear a coil of an Allah of an oath, and he'll basically lie. But it says b'chol loshen shehi shemas in any way that he hears it. It just has like, you know, if he hears it. So some people only hear their own language. Shavuos HaPikadon is a similar thing. That's where somebody gave someone a deposit. He says, where's my deposit? Don't have it, whatever. And then he makes him make a shavua. Okay, so Asya, so we learn it from a Gezeira Shava. Sechata. So Sechata over here in Shavuos HaPikadon. And it also says Sechata in Shavuos Eidos, Mishavuos Eidos. Now, we're in the last part of the mission that says these are the things that are said in Lashon HaKodesh. Mikra Bikurim, Vechalitza, Mikra Bikurim, right? Vechulei. Ad, Mikra Bikurim, Ketzad. It goes until Mikra Bikurim. Now, it says with Mikra Bikurim, it says Va'anisa, and you should declare, Va'amata, and you should say, Lifnei Hashem Elokecha, before Hashem your God. Well, the Halonoi man, it says further on, yeah, Va'onu HaLevim, the Levim should answer, should declare, right, va'omru, and they should say El Kol Yisroel, and this is talking about Har Grizim and Har Abel when they did the brachos and the klalos. So Ma Aniya Hamur Laholon, just as Aniya that said over there with the brachos of the Levim on Har Grizim and Har Abel, it's Blashon HaKodesh, which is a given. So Af Kan, so too is Blashon HaKodesh over here with Mikra Bikurim, it's Blashon HaKodesh. Now, ask the Gemara, but this would be taken as a given the whole time. But Levim, you know, the Levim, when they made the brachos and Hagrizim and Harebal, Gufayu themselves, Minolon. How do we know that it was the Lashon Kodesh? So, ask your Kol, we learn it from Gezeirah Sheva of Kol. Yeah, Mimoisha, from Moshe Rabbeinu. So, basically, on Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai, it says Kol over there, it says Kol over here by the Levim on Hagrizim and Harebal. Ksiv Hacho, it says over here by the Levim, Kol Rom, they've got to say it in a loud voice. It says over there with on Har Sinai with Moshe. Moshe Daber, Moshe would speak, and Hashem would answer him Bakol. So it says call in both. So Mark, Lahalon, Beloshon HaKodesh. Just over there when Hashem gave the Torah, it was in Loshon HaKodesh. So Afkar, Beloshon HaKodesh. Now, Chalitza also is going to be a Loshon HaKodesh. So if we saw that the Rabbanon learnt it from a Gezeirah Shava of also from the Levim. Okay. And then Rabbi Yehuda said back, he says, no, I don't have to learn it from the Levim. I can learn that Chalitza has to be in Lashon HaKodesh because it says Kacha. Right, so this says kacha, it means do it thusly. Now the question is, v'rabbanan hai kacha, when it says kacha over here, so they don't need it. So to say that it's going to be lashon hakodesh. My abdilei, what do they do with that limud? So answer the Gemara, mibayi lahu, they need it, l'davar, for something, shumaisa, something that's done, it's a physical thing, ma'akev, that it's ma'akev. Meaning, in the chalitza, there's certain things, she's got to spit in front of the Einei Chachamim, and there's got to be the shoe removed. So those things, if they're skipped out from the chalitza, do it again, it's ma'akev. Now, the Rabbi Yehuda, so how does Rabbi Yehuda learn that? Seemingly, we understand that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with halacha. So he says from koi kacha, because he could have said koi, and so it says kacha, you can learn two things. One is that Davish was mice, it's ma'akev. Another thing is that it has to be in Lashon HaKodesh. Rabbanan, Kacha, they lo mashmalu. They do not agree with that, drasha. Ah, Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, now, he's got high V'onsa V'omra. When it says V'onsa V'omra with Chalitza, that the Rabbanan use that for Gezeirah Shava, that you should learn from that, that it's going to be in Lashon HaKodesh. And now that's free for Rabbi Yehuda. My Ovidle, what does he do with it? So mi bayi lei, he needs it for la agmuri. This is to teach, right? Lulavim, to the lavim, right? So this is the opposite. We're learning, right? To the lavim, okay? To lashon hakodesh, that you say it in lashon hakodesh. So we learn from chalitza to the lavim. Ah, says the Gemara, v'lilif kol mimoisha. So true, you've got two possible gezeirah shavas. We're saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda that he learns it from v'onsa v'omra. He learns that from chalitza to levim. So why does he learn like the rabbanon that they learn kol mimoisha? And that tells you it's going to be. We know that's a gezeirah shava. So tell us that has to be in lashon hakodesh. So as the Gemara, ania gomia is basically. Ania means it's a gezeirah shava. When he mentioned the word twice, it basically means a gezeirah shava. Ania gomir. Gomir means he learnt it like it's a tradition. It's a transmission that he heard from his rav. And kol, the gezeirah shava of kol lo gomir. He did not. His rebbe didn't tell him that. And a gezeirah shava you can't make up. You have to hear it from your rebbe. Tani nami hachi. We're going to look at Braisa. Right, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, kol makom shenema. Whenever it says the following three, well, there's two single words, and then the second one's going to be two words in conjunction. It's where it says ko, that's one. Yeah, or it says kacha, that's number two. Number three is ania va'amira, eino ela b'loshon hakodesh. All of these three things show you that it will have to be in loshon hakodesh. And now we're going to bring the examples. Ko, number one, ko. It says ko tvarachu, thusly they should bless. This is talking about brichos koinim. It has to be in loshon hakodesh. Kacha, the chalitz, kacha. Is the kacha of chalitza, which we just saw before, right? That has to be in lashon hakodesh, and ania v'amira, which always we've been speaking about as well, the levim. With the levim, it has to be in lashon hakodesh. I think, yeah, we'll stop here.